Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Highland Park, Michigan, earned a BA in Communications and Journalism from Central Michigan University and an MA in Sports Administration from Wayne State University. Since 2013, he's been the co-founder of Diversified Community Services, Inc. From 2017 to 2021, he was the Director of Operations for the Union. And since 2021, he's been the Executive Director of Mitch Albom's Say Detroit Play Center. His name? Dr. Eric Reed. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. I'm Jack Krasula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're with Dr. Eric Reed. Since 2021, he's been the executive director of Say Detroit Play Center, our own Mitch Albom's creation. Doctor, welcome. An honor to have you.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here with you, Jack.
All right. You grew up in Highland Park.
Yes.
Right down the street from here. Talk about growing up in Highland Park, your mom and your dad, please.
Well, Highland Park, I grew up in we moved there in the late 60s. Actually, I came here from Brooklyn, New York with my grandmother. She was an educator, and there were higher paying jobs here in Michigan than in New York and in the South where our family originates. And Highland Park at that time in the late 60s through 70s was a very vibrant community. At one time, it was called the City of Trees. And it had one of the best school districts in the United States. And things started to shift a little bit, well, a great deal in the 80s. And right now it's just a shell of itself. But growing up, close-knit neighborhoods, we did a lot of things outdoors that unfortunately we don't see kids do as much these days. The people on our block and in our neighborhoods, they looked out for each other. They kept us safe as kids. And, you know, we wanted to play, and we wanted to grow together, and we wanted to do great things. And I was blessed. Again, I moved here with my grandmother, and my mom moved 2 years later to also teach here in Michigan. And just blessed with loving parents, my dad, my mom, my grandmother, who raised me to treat people the right way and to care about others. And that really is a culmination of the work that I'm doing now.
You go to Central Michigan University.
Go Chips.
Wide receiver. MVP your senior year. Eric, Dr. Eric, how good were you?
I was okay. It was an interesting journey. I actually had a scholarship to Bowling Green University initially. And as soon as I got to BG, I knew. I called my mom and my grandmother a couple weeks after being on campus. And I said, I didn't think it was going to be a good fit. I transferred a semester later, and I actually walked on at Central Michigan and got a scholarship the first year, and was blessed to be a four-year letter winner. I started at wide receiver 3 out of the 4 years that I was on the squad. My junior year, I tied the school record for receptions, which has since been obliterated by folks like Anthony Brown and others. And I was MVP and a conference honorable mention candidate.
All right. You've always had a huge heart for the inner city and its people. Why so?
It goes back to my family, as I mentioned earlier. A family of teachers, a family of caregivers. And, you know, that was ingrained in me. I witnessed it, you know, the care and love that my mom and my grandma showed others. not only within our family, but in our neighborhood, and even going into the schools where they taught for more than 30 years each, they just cared about uplifting the lives of others. And so it was something that is just natural to me to be in this line of work.
Since 2013, Dr. Eric Reed has been co-founder of Diversified Community Services, Inc. What is it? What does it do?
So I co-founded that organization in 2013, as you mentioned. Was coming on the tail end of my tenure as an administrator with Wayne County government. And at that time, for almost 14 years, I served as assistant director for juvenile justice for Wayne County under the Robert Fulcano administration, as well as the director of prevention services. And being in those spaces and seeing how other organizations ran their operations, I just thought that it was something that I could do and I could do well. And so I enlisted a couple of dear friends. One was a former coworker of mine at Wayne County. The other was one of our contracted partners at Wayne County. And we decided to take a stab at it, and we developed Diversified Community Services, as you mentioned, in 2013. And I'm proud that that organization to this day is still in operation and doing great things. I have the pleasure of serving on the board, and I still consult with them when I have time. But they are doing great work in partnership with Wayne County, with the United Way, as well as with Detroit Public Schools and charter schools. And so I'm really pleased to see where we started and to see where that organization is to this day.
We're talking to Dr. Eric Reed, R-E-E-D.
R-E-E-D.
He teaches the kids how to read. Okay. And I'm Jack Crisula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Crisula. We're with Dr. Eric Reed. If you want to learn more, www.saydetroit.org. All right, from 2017 to 2021, you were director of operations for the Union, Y-U-N-I-O-N.
Yes.
What is it?
The Union is a Detroit-based nonprofit organization, youth-serving organization that was founded more than 20 years ago by an awesome guy named Jason Wilson. And the Union provides an array of after-school and in-school services, including life skills, workforce development, mentorship, performing arts, various types of supportive services to families, primarily youth and families based in the Detroit area. They're located not far from here, right on the campus of Focus Hope on Oakman Boulevard. And as I mentioned, they've been in existence for more than 20 years, going on 25 years, and outstanding work, evidence-based work. The life skills work is heavily centered around abstinence, drug and alcohol, abstinence for young people, decision-making, positive peer relationships, and interventions to keep young people out of the juvenile justice system.
All right, let's go back 4.5 years. It's September 2021, and you're asked to come and meet with a guy named Mitch Album, our own Mitch Album.
Mitch Album.
Changed your life, changed Mitch's life, changed thousands of inner city kids' life. Talk about what happened at that meeting.
Awesome. It was one of the best decisions
Mitch ever made.
That I've ever made. And if I could go back a little bit, my initial conversations before I actually had a chance to sit down with Mitch were with Rick Kelly.
Yes.
Who's the executive director for Say Detroit, and Mark Rosenthal, a.k.a. Rosie.
Yes.
And I interviewed with them twice before I actually met with Mitch. And I can honestly say they were the most entertaining interviews I've ever had. I've never laughed so hard in an interview. And just right away, they made me feel comfortable. And then kind of the topping was the opportunity to interview with Mitch along with Rick and Rosie, and then have a separate meeting with Mitch. And he just kind of laid out what he wanted, you know, in terms of the Say Detroit Play Center. This was still during the time of COVID, and our numbers were low. Our partnerships were low in terms of school partners. And he wanted someone who had experience with community engagement, and someone who would really build the culture back at the center. And so I had a chance to interview with them in September of 2021, as you mentioned, and they offered me the job. I came in. We had another conversation around what were going to be the kind of the key priorities for the center. And it's been a blessing for me.
What's the most amazing thing about Mitch Albom that most of us don't know?
Well, his heart. And a lot of people talk, but, you know, when you look at the body of work that not only has he put in from day one of starting the Say Detroit in 2006, but to this very day, I mean, the guy never stops working. He never stops caring about people. And everything that I've asked for in my 4.5 years, he's 100% backed me. So just a great guy. And it's a pleasure to work for somebody like that.
He started Say Detroit, Super All Year Detroit, 2006, when we had the Super Bowl.
That's correct.
He was a homeless guy for one night.
Yes, he was.
That, amazing.
I heard that. Yes.
All right. And he's got 7 or 8 charities under the Say Detroit. But there was this Lipke Park, basically 7 Mile in Van Dyke. It was abandoned by the city. Paint for us a picture of Lipke Park back in 2015, Doctor.
Well, I can go back the year before in 2014, if I can, and just seeing the pictures that we still have in the building of what the facility looked like when Mitch saw it and agreed with then Mayor Mike Duggan that this would be a place that we can kind of bring back, and not only for young people, but also to have an impact in that community. It was really a shell. It was dirty. It was missing the HVAC on the top of the building. Someone had stolen the HVAC, and it was in disrepair. But it was in a neighborhood that Mitch and Rosie thought we could have an impact on. And it was a great decision. And not only have folks from the community benefited, but we've benefited by being able to be a part of that 48234 community.
It's amazing how God brings people together.
Yes.
To be God's arms and legs, if you're willing and I'm willing. So here's this couple, Matthew and Kelly Stafford. Eric, for 12 years, that guy took a beating most every Sunday.
Yes, he did.
All right. And what role has Matthew and Kelly Stafford play in this old Lipke Park?
Well, I mean, their generosity and belief in this city kind of spearheaded what we have today at 7 Mile in Van Dyke. They came in, they gave us $500,000 to assist with the renovations of the building and to build one of the premier football fields in the city of Detroit. And Matthew was my favorite quarterback. I'm a Detroit Lions fan for 60 years.
Did you ever catch passes from him?
I've caught once or twice when he's been at the center. But their generosity, him and Kelly, to also come back several years later and to give us another donation of $1 million, which spearheaded the build out of what is now the Kelly and Matthew Stafford Annex, which is our educational complex. And it's allowed us to expand space, to expand programming, to serve more kids. And they are angels in terms of Sandy Detroit.
All right, let's unpack that. They had given, I think, north of 500,000 while they were here in those 12 years to
Correct.
Mitch for this play center. 4 years ago, when they were leaving town to go to the Rams and win the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
they called Mitch and said, let's have one more lunch. And at the lunch, they say, as a way of saying thanks to the community, Mitch, here's one more check. $1 million check.
$1 million.
Who on God's earth gives $1 million to a town when they're leaving the town? Nobody.
You rarely hear, if ever, hear of something like that.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Okay. How many kids a day show up? I believe that you feed them, you provide transportation. I'm from the south side of Chicago. Eric, I don't know about you, but we got on our bicycle or we walked to the park.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Everything is free.
Everything.
I'd be there every day.
We have kids that don't miss a day. We're averaging about 150 kids a day. Everything is through enrollment, so it's not a drop-in center. The parents have to register their sons and daughters. We require them to participate in a mandatory orientation where we talk about the expectations in terms of attendance, in terms of behaviors, in terms of the expectation that their sons and daughters will participate in academics before they engage in any of the other, what we call elective activities. We average about 150 kids a day during the school year, and then that jumps during our six-week summer program. We average about 250 kids during the summer. But in totality, with camps that we run on weekends, we do collegiate prep programming, we do youth health summits, we serve well over 2,000 kids a year.
Where do you pick them up from?
During the school year, we pick them up right now from about 18 schools, 5 days a week, in the city of Detroit, in Hamtramck, in Highland Park, in Warren, in Centerline, Harper Woods. We have students register from over 50 schools. So a large number of our students are come to the center via our transportation. And then we have a small percentage, about 15 to close to 20% of our students that are dropped off by their parents. So
okay.
They come from everywhere.
So you pick me up from Pershing High School. I get there. I go right to the football field. I go right to the basketball court. That's what I get to do every day?
We redirect you. You come in and
redirect.
You go to the front desk.
Redirect.
We redirect. You go to the front
redirect
desk.
Redirect me to the basketball court, man.
We check you in. Monday through Thursday, you check in your cell phone. We don't allow cell phones Monday through Thursday because those are academic days. Friday is a free day, so they can keep their cell phones. And then after checking in and checking their cell phones in, we feed them. And we have a chef and a sous chef, and we feed them hot meals 5 days a week. They get to kind of burn off some steam. And at 4 o'clock, our third through sixth grade students go into academics. Our older students start in their electives, and then they switch at between 5:15 and 5:20. So every student has to participate in academics Monday through Thursday, and that's a part of the expectations that we set during our orientations.
Okay. Each kid has to spend 1 hour a day in the deep, D-E-E-P. That's the water that's like 8 feet deep?
Well, that's our digital education center. And now the deep is more because we have the classrooms in the Kelly and Matt Stafford Annex. We have individual classrooms based on grade. So the deep, which was a converted swimming pool, is now our digital education space where we're doing podcasting, introduction to broadcasting, robotics, land and aerial drones, photography. We're doing teaching streaming. So that's the space that we use for all of our digital activities.
We're talking to Dr. Eric Reed. When we come back, we're going to ask him about some of the successes in 2025. And I'm Jack Rasul, and this is Anything is Possible on 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything is Possible. I'm Jack Krasula. We're with Dr. Eric Reed, R-E-E-D. If you want to learn more, www.saydetroit.org. Doctor, some of the accomplishments, the results, 2025.
2025 was an amazing year. At the beginning of the year, I had an all-staff meeting in January, and we normally have them every other month. And as we were concluding that meeting, my last comment to our staff was that 2025 was going to be a very fruitful year for us. And it was exactly that. You know, when we look at the continued increase in the number of young people that we're able to serve, the increases in the daily attendance, I'm extremely proud of the more than 90% retention rate of our young people in our center. And that goes back to the transportation that we talked about earlier. That allows us to get young people in the center on a consistent basis and increase their learning.
Dr. Reed, what's the single biggest thing these kids have taught you?
Just be patient. And that they're going to make mistakes. And I think not only for me, but for our staff, our coming out of COVID, our young people struggled. They struggled with being locked in for over a year. And they came, a lot of our young people came to the center dealing with issues of trauma almost from not being able to see friends, from being locked in. Some of the students weren't eating well. A lot of our young people, their best meal of the day is either at school or at the Say Detroit Play Center. And so being patient with them and allowing them to make mistakes and be supportive and be consistent.
All right. December 14th of last year, Mitch's annual radiothon raised $2.5 million that day. He made an announcement. He had Mayor Mike Duggan. He had former Mayor Dave Bing. And he had future mayor, Mary Sheffield, called in from her honeymoon.
Yes.
To make an announcement.
It was an amazing day for, say, Detroit, and I believe for the city of Detroit. Mitch announced during the radiothon that, say, Detroit agreed to purchase the historic St. Cecilia Gymnasium. But not only the gymnasium, but the St. Cecilia campus, which also includes a 25-room school and some other properties. And St. Cecilia, I had the opportunity to play there in high school. I wasn't as good of a basketball player as I was as a football player, but I had a chance to play in that legendary gym several summers. And it's just huge for the city, and it's huge for us to be able to commit ourselves to bring that back to life. And so we are, you know, we're just starting out in terms of the fundraising aspect of it. There's a lot of work to be done to get it ready to be open. And we're hoping to open sometime in 2027. But I'm excited most about being able to, and you talked about Dave Bing, some of the legends from the city of Detroit, the Chris Webbers, the Derek Colemans, the Jalen Roses, to be able to reach out
the
and
Eric
connect
Reeds.
With those, the Eric Reeds, to reach out to those guys and to have them to be a part of it. And it's exciting. It's going to be great for the west side of Detroit, because not only will it be about the St. Cecilia Gymnasium, but some of the other activities that we'll be able to bring to that community.
The main streets are Livernois between the Davidson and Grand River.
Yes.
Iconic.
Yes.
For decades. We're talking Eric Reed. When we come back, we're going to continue about the rebirth of St. Cecilia's. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything is Possible on 760 WJR.
You You've been listening to your inspirational fireside chat, Anything is Possible, for nearly 20 years.
This is Anything is Possible, and I'm Jack Crisullo.
But what has Jack been up to lately? Search at AIP Speaker Series and find out. Jack has interviewed thousands of historical voices, some of whom have offered him their philosophy of life, like Tom Izzo.
And Tom writes, "Work hard, persistence always wins out, discipline is the highest form of love. Stay humble."
The great Ernie Harwell.
"My aim is to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God."
And the voices of our generation.
"I am reassured continuously that His unfathomable love and mercy are the greatest gifts of my life and my constant source of strength, reassurance, and guidance. His Holiness, Pope Francis."
At AIP Speakers Series is the YouTube channel where all of these jewels can be heard, including some of Anything Is Possible's greatest guests.
And we're with Mitch Albom.
The Little Liar is really a book about truth and lies and the price we pay when we lie.
This is Anything Is Possible, and with Tom Watson.
My father loved to play with the pros at the club, developed a very quick friendship with Stan and played some golf with him. And then he would ask me to play golf with him and Stan.
Our guest this week was born with a rare disorder characterized by the absence of arms and legs. His name, Nick Vujicic.
Something that every human being actually deals with, Jack. It's the choice of continuing to believe or giving up.
And recordings of the AIP Speaker Series events at St. John's Resort. Go to YouTube and search at AIP Speaker Series. It's free. And remember,
anything is possible.
Spohom. I'm Jack Crisullo. This is Anything Is Possible. We're talking to Dr. Eric Reed, the executive director of Say Detroit Play Center, the old Lipke Park, 7 Mile and Van Dyke. And now you and Mitch and a whole bunch of people are starting another one on the west side, the old St. Cecilia's. I've heard that Mitch wants to raise $100,000 for this.
Well, you need to add a couple more zeros behind that. It's actually a $10 million effort
in order to fully restore. I was a math major in college, Eric.
In order to fully restore the campus.
$10 million?
$10 million, yes.
What are the Pistons going to play? What's paint for us a picture in 2027 of this campus?
Well, in 2027, if all things go as planned, we will have the school fully renovated and open for our Westside after school program. And what that will allow us to do is to, to stretch our reach further west than what we currently are doing on the east side. What we hope to do is replicate everything that we have on the east side. So dance studios, esports spaces, music production studios, digital education, sports and recreation, as well as obviously academic support. And that would be in the school space. We'll be renovating the historic St. Cecilia Gym. The goal is to also have a museum in that space where we will be recognizing the legends that have come through those doors for, 60 plus years. And then we're building on that campus, we're actually building another football field. And so we, like I said, everything that we're doing on the east side, it's a smaller footprint on the west side, but we want to replicate what we're currently doing on the west side. And then there's some other properties that we're looking to develop. It's about being a part of that community. So one of the programs that we currently do is Working Homes, Working Families program, and our investments in housing, renovating houses and fully furnishing them and giving them to families, primarily in the east side community where our Lipke Park Center is at. We're going to do the same thing on the west side. And so it's a wonderful neighborhood, but we're going to make it even more vibrant in the years to come.
Wait, are you telling me you give families a home on day one for free?
We, at no cost, everything that we do is free. We just donated our 61st house, and We've looked at the property values in that community, that 48234 neighborhood, and the property values have risen significantly because of our investments. And so we identify families that are struggling with consistent housing situations, and we do a needs assessment. And each year now we try to find a home. And as I mentioned, we fully renovate it, we fully furnish it, and we give it to families that are in need and at no cost. And so they don't have a mortgage. They just have to pay the utilities and the taxes on the property.
Friends, what Mitch Albom's doing, not just in Haiti, but here with, yes, Say Detroit. The man and his team raised $2.5 million in one day.
15
this
hours.
Past December. Now, Tom Gores always calls in at 9 p.m. or 9:15 or 9:20 and has given $350,000,
yes,
for the last 4 or 5 years each year. But it's unbelievable. 61 families. It's a miracle.
It's amazing.
Okay, another miracle. There was this man, Daryl Woods.
It's my guy.
18 years old, convicted of murder, sentenced to life, no parole, spends 29 years in prison for a crime he did not commit, gets out late 2019, meets Mitch Albom. Mitch says, let's start better together, Daryl. What is it?
Well, first, Daryl is one of the kindest persons you're ever going to meet. Daryl is also from Highland Park. He's a Highland Parker. I've had the pleasure of being in some of the Better Together sessions. We've hosted several of them at the Say Detroit Place Center. And it's an amazing opportunity for young people to build relationships with law enforcement. And they do it over breaking a meal, over a barbecue. And
they don't know that these older gentlemen are,
yes,
police officers.
And that's the amazing transformation that you see, because early on in the gathering, they'll announce that they're a banker or an accountant. And then near the end, after there's been some bonding, Daryl will have them go back around each of the officers and reveal what they actually do. And the reactions are sometimes they're comical. We've gotten kids jump up and try to run out of the building. And they're just shocked that this person who appears to be a caring and warm-hearted individual was actually a part of law enforcement. And so you see the understanding, and the Detroit police officers, to me, I don't think they get enough credit for what they do in our communities. We've got a great relationship with the 11th Precinct, where the Lipke Park Center is at, the Say Detroit Play Center, and they're always there. They're there to play basketball with our students. They're there to play baseball with our kids. They help us to host health summits and information fairs. And so getting our young people to see the human side of law enforcement better together, and Daryl in particular has done a wonderful job.
I always end the show with the saying, with God, anything is possible.
Yes.
You meet Daryl Woods, a lifer for a crime he didn't commit. He doesn't have an ounce of bitterness in him.
Not at all.
And you talk about a politically connected man right now. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I see him on TV at least once a week. He's a
we
great
knew him when, you know. Also, we got to mention the Aronson family, and Annette Aronson, Jack Page. They bring the barbecue truck. They bring the food.
Yes.
Okay? And they've done this over 100 times.
Absolutely.
And between kids in the inner city and cops that they don't know are cops. So, okay. There's a guy, Chuck Nagy.
Chuck. I had the pleasure of meeting Chuck about 2 years ago, and he's our director administrator over our MyCycle program. My Psycho is based out of Marygrove College. And in a nutshell, the program gets donations of bicycles. They refurbish them and they give them to folks across the city of Detroit. And again, the word free, at no charge. One of our partner schools, for instance, is Davis Aerospace High School on the west side, on the east side of Detroit. And last spring, they gave every student in the school a bike. And in talking with the principal, Michelle Davis, she said that the chronic absenteeism rate in the school dropped significantly simply by giving students bikes. And so we understand in the city of Detroit in particular that a large percentage of our population doesn't have reliable transportation. I remember hearing a rate a couple years ago that more than 54%, close to 56% of Detroiters don't have reliable transportation. And so what Chuck has been able to do with My Cycle has been, has allowed hundreds and thousands now of Detroiters to be more mobile, to be able to get to jobs, to be able to get to school, and to be able to take care of business that they need to take care of, because now they can get around a lot more consistently than what they were able to do before My Cycle came into existence.
Dr. Eric Reed, first, if you want to learn more, www.saydetroit.org. When you brush your teeth every morning and you see yourself in the mirror, you're looking at an angel. What you and your team do is phenomenal. Keep up the great, great work.
Thank you so much. This is passion work for me. And again, I'm so grateful to Mitch and Rick and Rosie for this opportunity. It's been the best job that I've ever had. And just look to an even greater, we talked about some of the accomplishments in 2025, just looking for an even greater 2026. And I thank you for
Of the $10 million that you got to raise for St. Cecilia's, you've got over half of it.
Yes, we do. At last count, yes.
Please join us next week. Until then, I'm Jack Rasulo. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spoken.